This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. A Seattle scientist is about to begin clinical trials of a new malaria vaccine. As KPLU health and science reporter Gabriel Spitzer explains, it's a new twist on an old approach.
You may have heard of using a weakened virus in a vaccine. You may have even benefited from it if you got your flu shot as a nasal spray. Dr. Stefan Kappa says the idea is the pathogen can't hurt you, but it teaches your body to recognize and fight the invader.
So it's a kind of a training program that you give the immune system. And the training program is most robust if these parasites are alive and can infect cells, but then they die.
Now he's trying a similar approach with malaria. The difference here is that malaria is caused not by a virus, but by a much bigger and more complicated bug.
The parasite is an organism with 5,000 genes in its genome. It's a very complex organism compared to a virus, which, you know, has between 10 and maybe 100 genes.
Kappa's team went into the parasite's genome and deleted three of those genes. An earlier version with just two genes removed didn't work quite as hoped. The goal is to keep the parasite from reproducing inside a human liver. To test it, 10 volunteers will receive the weakened parasite through the bite of an infected mosquito. Stefan Kappa says he'll be among the first to volunteer. Malaria can be treated, but there's no effective vaccine yet. It kills more than 500,000 people a year. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.